Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Are you a man who has been in prison, have an addiction, a problem with homelessness? Do you want to turn your life around? Let's go in depth with Braden Dowdy, Program Director at Harvest Academy in Indianola. Braden, what's Harvest Academy?
Harvest Academy is a 24-month minimum residential recovery program. It's for adult men who are struggling with substance abuse challenges, coming from a criminal background, chronic homelessness, anybody who feels like they need to take the time to reinvent themselves and learn how to be the potential person they can be. So it's helpful to think of it more like a life skills academy or a leadership boot camp. It is based on a therapeutic community model, which has been around since the 60s and 70s, really blew up in the 70s. There's therapeutic communities all over the U.S. They kind of changed a little bit in the 80s and 90s with different approaches to recovery, and they've started to see a resurgence in the past couple decades. There's about 15 classic therapeutic communities we know of around the world today, including us. And what a therapeutic community is, it's really creating an environment where addicts in recovery are helping other addicts in their recovery. There's a model we have: when A teaches B, A gets better. Each one teach one. I strengthen my recovery by helping you and yours. It simulates a lot of the real world challenges. So it's a shared community space. The students in the program live with each other. They work in the different social enterprises that the program owns. So they can simulate getting up in the morning, you know, making their bed, taking care of house chores, having breakfast as a family together, then going out to work and working a 9-to-5 throughout the week. Along with that comes life's frustrations. How do you get along with the guy next to you? How do you push through tough times, doing things you don't always necessarily want to do? Stuff a lot of guys in our program don't have a lot of experience doing. And so they take these challenges and they work on them together. Is almost a mutual self-help program. They come up against challenges and they help each other work through them, primarily through our process called the 3 P's, which is pull up, pass, and play. When you observe a student exhibiting old negative behaviors, lying, manipulation, stealing, trying to get out of consequences, students pull each other up for that. That may say, hey, check yourself, man, you had a bad attitude today, or you lied to another student about what time you went to bed. They pull those behaviors up, they pass that information out in the community so everybody knows how everybody's doing, and twice a week we sit down and do what's called play the game. Those are our group encounter sessions where we talk about those behaviors, negative attitudes, bigger mindsets that guys need to take a look at to help them see the things in themselves they need to address in order to be successful, happy, and healthy later on.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Braden Dowdy, Program Director at the Harvest Academy in Indianola. One, what was your challenge? What is your challenge?
Well, I got involved with this having my own addiction background. I grew up in New Mexico, a relatively good kid. You know, I had good grades. I was put in several gifted programs. I skipped eighth grade. I should have been a lawyer or a doctor if you would have looked at my grades in elementary school. My mother was actually a program director for a residential recovery program as well. And so I kind of grew up knowing what recovery was, maybe so much so that I didn't really see it. And when I was 11, like most of our students do, I went through my own childhood trauma. My mother went through a pretty tough divorce with my dad. She relapsed and got pretty deep into some hard stuff. I experienced stuff kids shouldn't have to go through. And I kind of followed suit in my teenage years. I started drinking, partying like teenagers do. And I definitely had the gene for it and the personality that I went full force. I got into everything I could. By the time I was 16, I was selling drugs. I was getting in trouble. When I turned 20, I tried to pull myself out of it. I moved from my home state, New Mexico, to Utah. But no matter where you go, there you are. Yeah, I turned 21. My alcoholism kicked in full force, and I went right back into harder stuff, deeper than I had before. That's when I started picking up charges, getting in trouble with the law, getting arrested. Had small bouts of sobriety under my belt, forced sobriety from probation. And it just became so overwhelming for me the more I got in trouble. The more I lost jobs, got evicted from apartments, damaged relationships, stealing from loved ones. My whole 20s, I was just kind of circling the drain. I think in the back of my mind, looking for something to come into my life that was going to shake it up and make me change. I just didn't know what it was. When I was 27, I kind of hit the rock bottom that I was running towards, made a pretty serious attempt on my life. And finally, my sister was the one that said, I can't do this anymore. She was the last person that was going to support me. She said, you've got to do something different. I can't be a part of watching you kill yourself. And she knew somebody who had a family member in a therapeutic community like ours. This program was called the John Volkin Academy in Arizona. Same concept, a therapeutic community, two-year program based on high accountability, structure, discipline, hard work. And I heard that, the point where I was at, like, this is, sounds exactly what I need. I was all in. I went into that program in 2016. I fell in love with it. I just saw how it attacked my character defects in such a straightforward and practical way, made me really confront all the parts of myself that I had been tucking away in my addiction. I loved the idea that I got to help other people through the heartache I'd been through. I could share my experience and help them work themselves out of their hole. So I graduated that program 2018. I was fortunate enough during my time there to start my adult education. I got certified as a medical office specialist just to get a job out the door. When I graduated, I got certified as a peer support recovery coach, and I moved into their transition home and was working as the house manager while doing recovery work during the day, just to stay attached to my recovery. And it was beginning of last year, the year before that, I got in touch with the Harvest Academy CEO, Tim Kruger, who was looking for a therapeutic community graduate to help bring the model out to the Midwest. And that's when we first got in conversation of how can we do this and get that started here.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Braden Dowdy, program director at the Harvest Academy in Indianola. So you have instant credibility with people that are going through the same struggles that you went through. It's really important to have that credibility because otherwise people don't know. There's no reason to trust. There's no reason to believe. I mean, I guess certain personalities can make it happen, but without that street cred, you're at a disadvantage. And so that offers a certain element of respect and modeling. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think, our philosophy in the program, in order for your recovery to be successful, you have to be steeped in humility and you have to be able to constantly evaluate yourself and make sure you're doing the things you need to do to stay on the right track. So we can learn from anybody, but for folks in the midst of their deepest part of their addiction, I know it's very hopeless and you can feel very helpless. And so seeing somebody else who can say, honestly, I've been where you've been, I felt what you feel, and I did this, this, and this to help me get out of it, and I can show you how to do it, that can light that little glimmer of hope inside that person to believe in themselves to make those changes. And that's what our guys in the program do. When the new guy comes in, you know, they don't really know what the program's about. They may not have a lot of faith in themselves or faith that they can do it. But when they see guys even just a few months ahead of them say, hey, here's what you got to do. Just put faith in the process. Believe in yourself. You can do this. It starts that little feedback loop of self-confidence building.
Well, and a lot of times peer pressure helps get us into a jam, and then this same kind of peer pressure with a different community can pull us out.
Absolutely. Positive peer pressure. I mean, we're social animals, and a lot of people in our program struggling with the things they struggle with, they didn't see a lot of healthy relationships modeled. They didn't see things in their life where people faced adversity and were able to push through it. So they get to see that modeled not only by people around them, but people that can say, I've been there and it helped me through my addiction.
So how do guys come to you?
Well, we can take anybody that's looking to change. I mean, we're a nonprofit 501c3. We don't operate off of government funding. We don't bill insurance. The social enterprises that we manage, primarily a moving company, commercial and residential, and a subcontractor construction company, those earn the income that pay for our program. And it helps the guys in the program have more skin in the game, feel proud about what they do, and know that everything they're doing is trying to help the next guy who's struggling. So because of that, we're open to anybody. But when we look at who really needs the time that we offer, the space and the tools that we provide, where are those people at? Primarily jail or prison, other recovery programs that may need more time, homeless shelters. So wherever they may be, they need to get in contact with us. It's so important that it starts with the student themselves saying, I need help. We can try to help anybody, but you can't help anybody that won't be willing to help themselves. So they need to contact us. If they're incarcerated, they write us a letter. That puts more skin in the game. Find yourself a piece of paper, get an envelope. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your situation look like? Most importantly, why do you think our program's going to help you? If they're not incarcerated, they can call us. They can submit a form online at harvestacademyiowa.com. Reach out to us and ask for help. When we get that submission, then we reach back out to them, schedule an interview, ideally a face-to-face sit-down conversation. Sometimes it's a Zoom call, whatever it may be. We want to speak with you, know who you are, know your story, and see if you've really got that level of dedication to commit to a 2-year minimum program.
So you fund all of this through, you said, a moving company and construction.
Right. So we've raised enough funds in our phase one fundraising to start the program, because obviously we didn't have any students in the program to raise those funds on our own. Our CEO, Tim Kruger, did an amazing job of fundraising, got enough to get us started and have a little cushion for those first 2 years while we bring our students in. But right now we have our moving company launched. We've gone full time June of this year. We're close to covering our monthly operational costs, which tells us by first quarter of next year, we'll be able to start putting the extra revenue back into the program to expand our services. When we look at other therapeutic communities, moving company just makes sense for the type of model we have. And it's very easy to make that self-sustaining financially.
Okay, and the moving company, I mean, there's also motivation that comes from the engagement of work and the pride that comes from work. I grew up doing construction, and there's nothing like, I mean, I still drive by today houses that we built when I was a kid, and I say, I helped build that house. And I still take great pride. And so that pride in a job well done, your craftsmanship, whatever, elevates us all. Is that part of your model?
Absolutely. Some folks will describe our program as a working program, which isn't quite true. The work is a part of the program. So while you're on the job, not only are you practicing the program principles of being honest, having integrity, being responsible, working hard, But you get to feel proud of yourself. You work as a team going in. I mean, moving's tough stuff. It's hard work. And so guys do get that sense of accomplishment when they're finished. They get interaction with customers. Sometimes they're going into homes of people that are struggling themselves. You know, it's not fun going into a home where somebody has a day to vacate their apartment because they're getting evicted. Well, we get to be that knight in shining armor that can come in and help this person struggling. So it helps build their empathy for others as well.
Okay, so what didn't I know enough to ask? What's the most important message to get out today? And maybe I missed it.
Sure, I think, and this may be my own bias, just coming in with this program and having come from one, sometimes you're the fish in the fishbowl and don't see the water, but it's a new program to the area, and we're not coming in saying that this is the only program that will work for people. We know it's not for everybody. In fact, we're here to serve a small demographic of people that need this program. But we believe the people that do well with this type of program, with the time we have, the type of program it is, the people that need it, there's nothing quite like it here. So it's for folks who have maybe been in and out of jails 10, 15 times the past 10 years. They've tried other programs. They've had small bouts of sobriety, 3 months, 6 months, and they say, you know what, I need more. I need to really take this seriously now because I may not have another chance to do it right. That's who this program's for.
Thanks to Braden Dowdy for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.